From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Caution appears to be returning to global markets after they initially rallied over news that Spain's banks would get an EU bailout. Lauren Frere reports from Madrid. Spanish markets have closed flat and the country's borrowing costs have shot back up to the same levels as before the rescue announcement was made.
Stocks surged and Spain's bond yields initially fell on word Europe would extend a $125 billion lifeline to rescue Spanish banks. The idea was Spain would have a bit of breathing room without having to bail out its banks on its own. But the rally was short-lived. Stocks have lost most of their early gains and Madrid's borrowing costs are back near levels that triggered bailouts for Greece, Portugal, and Ireland. An EU loan will add to Spain's overall debt and its deficit will increase, too, with interest payments. Investors are worried about how the overspent Spanish government will manage to pay back the bailout loan. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 61 points, nearly half a percent at 12,493. The Secretary of Commerce is under investigation for a felony hit and run for a pair of traffic accidents in the Los Angeles area over the weekend. John Bryson's office says he had a seizure and stayed overnight in a hospital before returning to Washington. The White House, meanwhile, is offering few details about Bryson's condition or whether it may have an impact on his job.
We're obviously concerned about the incident, concerned about Secretary Bryson's health-related issues that played a role in this incident, and we're still gathering information about it.
White House Press Secretary Jay Carney speaking to reporters earlier today from the White House. The defense is rested in the Roger Clemens perjury trial without Clemens testifying. As NPR's Nina Totenberg tells us, the last defense witness was the former Yankee security director Gerald Lavoroni, who told the jury that the prosecution's star witness cannot be believed.
Lavoroni worked for the Yankees at the same time Clemens and his chief accuser, Brian McNamee, did. Asked how much credibility McNamee had, Lavoroni replied, zero. Also at the close of the defense case, the defense read a stipulation agreed to by the government that Clemens was tested by Major League Baseball for performance-enhancing drugs during the years 2003 to 2007 and never tested positive. Prior to that, Major League Baseball did not conduct those tests. Clemens is accused of lying to Congress about using these drugs in the years prior to 2003. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Jerry Sandusky's trial on sex abuse charges underway now in Pennsylvania. The former Penn State assistant football coach faces 52 counts of sexually abusing children, charges he vehemently denies. At last glance on Wall Street, the Dow is down 64 points at 12,490. This is NPR News. NATO says it is limiting its airstrikes in Afghanistan to be used as a final option in the defense of coalition troops. The alliance's commanders say that previously airstrikes could be conducted against insurgents in residential areas as long as civilians were not present. But that changed after women and children were killed during a NATO airstrike against insurgents last week. Meanwhile, in northern Afghanistan, rescuers are searching the debris of a village that's been buried in a landslide. That landslide was triggered by a strong earthquake today. An intense firefight is underway in western U.S. In Colorado, a blaze has grown to nearly 60 square miles. Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, is number one at the box office in the U.S. and Canada. More from NPR's Trina Williams.
Mr. Buzz, what are we going to do?
We can't just land. You know to stay in Africa.
Receipts are up nearly 30% compared to last year this time, thanks to Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, and some serious competition from Prometheus. Madagascar 3 pulls away to claim the top spot.
This train is for circus animals only.
But we are circus.
What is your act?
Circus. The third in the series of films about escape zoo animals and their adventures features the voices of Jada Pinkett Smith, Chris Rock, Ben Stiller, and David Schwimmer. Outer space thriller Prometheus finishes at number two. Last weekend's winner, Snow White and the Huntsman, is still doing well despite dropping to third place on the chart. Men in Black 3 is fourth, with the Avengers following. Trina Williams, NPR News.
Dow's down 67, NASDAQ off 27. This is NPR News.